Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me. Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. Were you ever asked to do something and you made an excuse because you didn't want to do it? You ever done that? You know, lots of nodding of the heads. The Bible has many times where people make excuses when God calls them. Abraham, way back many years ago, was called to form a people. And his excuse, "I'm too old to have children." And God said, "Abraham, I call you anyway." Moses, way back when, had several excuses. He said, "I'm not qualified. I'm not a good speaker," he said. "My tongue gets tied." Another excuse, "People won't accept me. People won't like me." And then God said, "Moses, I call you anyway." And God said, "I'll give you Aaron to help you out, but I call you anyway." Jeremiah's excuse was, "I'm too young. I'm just a kid. How can I say yes to God? I don't have any experience. I'm just like a scout." And God said, "I call you anyway." Isaiah, we heard in our first reading today, he had a vision, like a dream. And Isaiah saw God sitting on a throne. And the angels around him saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory." They were singing. And even before God could call Isaiah, Isaiah said to God, "Don't even think about calling me. I'm lost. I'm a sinful person. My lips are unclean. And the people I live with are unclean. We're all unclean. Don't even think about calling me, Lord." And then God does what God always does. He takes away the excuses. Now, in Isaiah's vision, God has the angels come over to Isaiah. Remember, he said he had unclean lips. The angels put hot coals in this dream on Isaiah's lips. Ouch. And that was Isaiah being forgiven. At the beginning of worship, I announced that we're forgiven, and I made a sign of the cross. That's a lot easier than hot coals on your lips, isn't it? Yes. Basically, God said to Isaiah, okay, you're saying you're sinful, you're not good enough. And God said to Isaiah, I call you anyway. Jonah had a cultural and emotional excuse. God said to Jonah, I want you to go to a people, they're called the Ninevites. And Jonah said, oh no, I hate the Ninevites, hate them. They're enemies. And to help with his excuse, Jonah said to God, and besides, the Ninevites hate you, God. There's no hope for them. And then God said to Jonah, I call you anyway. Well, Jonah didn't like that, so he runs away, gets swallowed up by a big fish. The big fish got indigestion and spit Jonah up on the shore. And God comes to Jonah and says, I call you anyway. Go to Nineveh and preach. Paul had excuses. We heard that in our second reading today. Paul says, I didn't know Jesus personally. Paul didn't know, never met Jesus in person. That's a good excuse, right? Yeah. And then he says, I persecuted the church. I was responsible for having people executed, Paul says. I'm not good enough. And God says, say it with me, I call you anyway. And then Jesus asked Peter to go out and catch some fish. And his excuse was, oh, we're tired. We've been working all night trying to catch fish and we've caught nothing. It's time to hang up our nets and go home. We're done. But Jesus said, I call you anyway. And then a miracle of fish, an abundance of fish. So much so that two boats were sinking. And Peter realized he's in the presence of God. He's in the presence of the divine. Kind of like, holy, holy, holy. Lord God of power and might. And so just like Isaiah, he came up with that excuse. Lord, I'm unclean. I'm a sinner. I'm no good. I'm not worthy. Now, Jesus didn't put hot coals on Peter's lips. Instead, Jesus said, I call you anyway. Scripture today is telling us that there's really nothing that can stop us. Nothing that should stop us from following Jesus. No failure, no excuses, no imperfection, no sin. God calls each of us just as we are right now. God is calling us to follow Jesus. For any excuse that we might come up with, God's word is clear. I call you anyway. But there's more. When God calls us, God gives us what we need. Just as Jesus told the apostles where to fish, the Holy Spirit guides us into the ministries that God calls us to do. God gives us the tools that we need to fish for people. The spiritual gifts that God gives us. God forgives us so that we can forgive others. God gives us peace in our hearts and souls so that we can give peace to others. God heals. God heals us so that we can bring healing to others. God always gives us what we need. There's always enough that we have. I was at the hospital this morning, and as I was running back to the car, the meter ran out. And the person next to me had put a quarter in the meter for me. Simple gift of caring. God always gives us what we need to take care of others. But then we have this big question: how do we know that God is calling us? How do we know that it's God that's calling us? And how do we know what God wants us to do? There was a young boy in the Bible, his name was Samuel. He was in the temple and he was sleeping. And God called him while he was sleeping. Well, he woke up and heard God calling and didn't recognize God. So he went back to sleep a few times. Didn't recognize that God was asking him what to do. He needed help and he needed guidance. And he got that help from the temple priest. His name was Eli. In the same way, Jesus gives us the church to help us to know and to hear the voice of God, to know what the will of God is, to know what we should do. Scouts, you have scout leaders to help guide you and show you and inspire you what good you can do in the world. And God works through your leaders. Now, as I thought about biblical excuses, I think I found the best excuse ever. I love this. It's in the New Testament. It's a guy named Lazarus. And his excuse was, I'm dead. He died. He was in the tomb. Jesus wanted him to continue the work. His excuse was, I'm dead. So what did Jesus do? After 4 days in the tomb, he said, I call you anyway. And the stone was rolled away, and Lazarus comes out of the tomb, because with God all things are possible. And Lazarus was called to continue the work that he was called to do. Sometimes we feel dead emotionally, spiritually. Sometimes we're just so sad and depressed. We're anxious. Sometimes we're hurt. Part of us feels dead. And God comes to us and says, say it with me, I call you anyway. Sometimes we're going through really deep struggles. Sometimes we might have doubts. And Jesus says, I call you anyway. Roll away the stone of death and come out and fish for people. Bring people to me, Jesus is asking us to do. Now, what is it that Jesus wants us to do? The Holy Spirit lets us know. It doesn't always mean that you're going to preach a sermon. I get to do that every week, but God rarely calls us to preach sermons. But God always calls us to be kind. God always calls us to be loving. God always calls us to be forgiving. God always calls us to stand up for what is right and what is good. God even calls us to put a quarter in a parking meter for somebody else. From the beginning of his ministry right to the end, Jesus calls us to take care of the poor, the homeless, the weak, those on the margins of life. Jesus calls us to help the hungry, the thirsty, the grieving. Jesus calls us to forgive those who need forgiveness. And there's no one way to know what God calls you to do. But it's always the way of kindness, forgiveness, caring, compassion, and love. I was in a meeting with a bishop and some colleagues many years ago. And in this meeting, it was kind of long, and I was feeling restless. And I wasn't able to pay attention. Have you ever been in a meeting where you just couldn't pay attention?
Well, somehow I felt that I needed to leave that meeting. And that's what I did. I left an hour and a half early. Whoa. Now, I was feeling like I needed to do something else. So what I did was I drove just a few blocks to a hospital. And I went into the ICU, the intensive care unit, to visit a sick member of the church I was serving. That member had advanced Alzheimer's. His mind was pretty well shot. And he was in a coma. But for the rest of that meeting time, for an hour and a half, I sat with this man and prayed. I prayed for him. I prayed for other sick members of the church I was serving. And I prayed for everybody in the hospital, even those people I didn't know. And I prayed for the doctors and nurses. To this day, I believe that's what God was calling me to do in that hour and a half. I really don't know how or why, but my spiritual sense was that I was in the right place at the right time. And when we open our minds and hearts to God, God will put us in the right place at the right time. There's a painting of today's story that gives names to the boats in the story. Now, the story has two boats, but we're told that they're overflowing and they were about to sink. So the artist adds a third boat so that they can get the fish safely to shore. And the boats have a name on them: faith, hope, and love. And this is what we're called to bring into the world: our faith in God, our faith in Jesus, hope that God is always with us, and love. And just as Jesus said to Peter, Jesus says to us, don't be afraid. Don't feel like you're too old or too young or not good enough. Don't be afraid. Be open. God is going to find a way to let you know what God is calling you to do. God will find a way to lead you into ministries, into work of kindness and caring and compassion, healing and forgiveness, love. Sometimes it'll involve words. Sometimes it'll just be silence, sitting with someone, caring about them. Whatever it involves, God is always saying to us, together, I call you anyway. Let us pray. God of the universe, God of our personal lives, here I am. Send me out, Lord, according to your will. Here I am, Lord. And now, my dear friends, listen to the voice of God speaking to each of us. This is God saying to us, here I am. Here I am. Here I am.